The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I promised before the break we would have some sage money saving and money budgeting advice. Well, who better to speak to on that front than Kaz Mooney, the Irish budgeting influencer. So many of you are big fans of hers online and elsewhere. Kaz, it's great to talk to you. I guess the focus of this conversation is people in their 20s and 30s who, if they were anything like me in my 20s and 30s, were allergic to saving money. So, I mean, where do you even start?
Yeah, I know. I was the same, to be honest. So I completely understand where they're coming from. I suppose the big thing really to start with is to get into the right mindset around your money. So really start to think about what you want from your money. Where would you like to be in a few years? So I always like to say, where would you like to be in 5 years? And what steps will it take to get there? So one of the first things I'd recommend doing is looking at where your money's going right now, and seeing if you can reduce your spending in any of your areas. So maybe you're eating out, maybe you're spending a lot the first week when you first get paid and you're struggling the next week, and trying to change your habits just ever so slightly. There's no need to go too crazy, but start off slowly changing a few habits. Seeing if you can reduce maybe some of your outgoing subscriptions, and really starting to change the way you're viewing your paycheck.
What are the kind of most egregious outgoings you find when you go through other people's finances? The things, you know, and I'm conscious of somebody listening to this who goes, oh, I've tried it all because I just don't have any spare money.
Yeah. So I often find it's maybe that they're going to the shop to buy some shopping, and instead of doing one food shop, they may be buying many baskets, and that can be a big thing. Often it's hitting sales. So a big way to save money that way could be to unsubscribe from the emails that are triggering you, maybe unfollow some people who are maybe encouraging you to spend your money. And instead, think about what you really want and save towards them rather than spending it all when you first get paid. And it can be a good idea to set goals as well. Like, think about, where do you want to be next year? Do you want to go on holiday? Do you want to go to festivals, concerts? Like, how are you going to afford that? Think about starting, like, putting money aside every time you get paid, just a little bit, and it will help chip away at that big goal.
Actually, let me ask that. How important is it that people split up their savings, that you've got kind of a long-term plan, and then you've got those little things that you want to spend money on maybe once or twice a year?
Yeah, I think it's so important. I mean, life is for living, and you should have fun things coming up that make it all worthwhile. And I recommend putting a name on your savings. So you can get your saving pots in Revolut and on POSS and Bank of Ireland, and there's loads of accounts that do them now, and you can name them. So you can put, this is my savings for my car insurance, and this is my savings for my holiday next year, and this is savings to go away for a weekend. Whatever those savings are. And then have your long-term savings. Something I also recommend having is an emergency fund. So you ideally want to have money set aside in case something happens, which it always does, that you weren't expecting. So maybe the car was going to break down, or you unexpectedly had to move house and you had to pay a deposit for another house. So it's just having money set aside so that it makes a crisis a little bit less scary. And it makes it an inconvenience instead of taking over your whole paycheck. And that means then you're less likely to reach for debt as well.
Because I was going to say, it's nice to do it this way around rather than the other way around, isn't it? Because we've all been that person who decides to spend the money before it's there. And then you say, you know what, I'm just going to kind of live like a hermit afterwards for kind of 3 or 4 months. And it's awful because at the end of the 3 or 4 months, there's no reward. Your reward came at the very start.
Yeah, exactly. And inevitably, that's the time you'll be invited for all the fun stuff and you won't have the money there. It always seems that way. And you live in regret then for the week or two until you get money again. So absolutely, it's all about preparing ahead and kind of putting money aside, making it not such a big, scary expense and knocking it down so there's just a small amount out of each paycheck.
I've often heard it said that, you know, when people say, you know, I there's no way I could be saving money. There's just not a hope. I've gone through everything. And I can't remember, it might even have been you, Kaz, who said it to me, or I heard you say it elsewhere. You said, most people who say that, I mean, if they had their pay cut tomorrow by, you know, 10, 20 euro per week, if that's what it was, they'd find a way to survive. You know, they wouldn't.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't go destitute. Now, I'm sorry, I accept the reality that some people do go destitute, and that's in this country. But most people who say, I cannot find a spare 20 quid, if their pay was cut tomorrow by 20 quid, they'd get by.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would have been one of those people who said I didn't have the money, but it was only when I really sat down and looked at where my money was going, it was all little things. It's like cut by 1,000 little tiny paper cuts, you know, it just completely knocks all the money out of your budget. But when you sit down and you realize, like, oh, I spent 3 euro here and 5 euro there, and there's a subscription coming out, this 10 euro that I don't even watch that TV service, you know, it all adds up. It really does. So really just sitting down, having a little look, and it can be done over time. I'd set yourself a goal of 2 or 3 things each month that you're going to do that will help make room in your budget for you. And it's also a good time to maybe look at your income, see if you are due a pay rise, if there's anything you can do to increase your income in any way, maybe sell a few items around the house. Have you got clothes you can pop onto Depop? And just see if there's any way you can make room that way too.
I wonder how much of an overlap there is as well, Kaz, with kind of dieting advice, or you know, when people go to see a specialist, say, I want to get fit, I want to run a marathon, I'm going to do it all, I'm going to do it all immediately, kind of 1st of January. The sage advice is always, don't do it all immediately, because you won't do it all immediately, and then you'll collapse and feel miserable in 3 weeks, and all the bad habits will be back. Then somebody listening to this might be inspired. They think, God, Kazmin, she gave great, great advice to Kieran. I'm gonna go through my income with a fine tooth comb and take out all the extras. I mean, you might end up kind of being a bit miserable.
You would. And just like a bad diet, you're more likely to binge with a bad diet. If you go too tight, the exact same happens to your finances. So if you go too tight with your finances, you're more likely to just go mad and end up spending way too much because you've deprived yourself of everything. It's much better if you slowly strip back and find yourself a nice happy point with your finances. I'd never recommend anybody to cut out everything long term. It's just not a great idea at all. Obviously, there's going to be times where you're strapped. Maybe you had a big bill or something like that and you hadn't quite got on top of your finances yet. But just like a bad diet, yeah, absolutely. It's so, so important to make sure you have room in your budget for you and the things that are really important to you.
Great, great advice as always. Kaz Mooney, the Irish budgeting influencer. Look up her name online. You will find her great, great tips day in, day out from her. Great tips here on The Hard Shoulder as well. So Kaz, thank you so, so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.